For weeks, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo claimed that COVID-19 began at a lab in China, though he has said he can't be completely sure. The theory goes against what intelligence experts and international analysts have been saying. They believe the virus came into human contact quite likely at a wet market in Wuhan. Here's Pompeo earlier this month on ABC's This Week.
We've said from the beginning that this was a virus that originated in Wuhan, China. We took a lot of grief for that from the outset, but I think the whole world can see now. Remember, China has a history of infecting the world, and they have a history of running substandard laboratories. These are not the first times that we've had a world exposed to viruses as a result of failures in a Chinese lab. And so while the intelligence community continues to do its work, they should continue to do that and verify so that we are certain. I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
But over the weekend, Pompeo told Breitbart that U.S. officials don't know from where or from whom the virus began, just that it happened in that part of the world. So what's the story behind the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and why do scientists believe it doesn't have anything to do with the COVID-19 pandemic? Eliza Barclay is the science and health editor at Vox, where she oversees their health, science, energy, and environmental coverage. Eliza, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you wrote a piece, Eliza, where you talked to a bunch of virology experts about labs and the origins of the disease. What in the scientific community is our best working idea of where and how this virus originated?
Well, there are a lot of scientists who study emerging infectious diseases who specialize in exactly this question, because there's plenty of precedent for viruses that circulate in animals spilling over to humans. We've seen this many times before. The first SARS virus spilled over from animals, Ebola, of course, different strains of flu, avian flu, for instance. So there have been so many times when this has happened before. And in fact, scientists expected that at some point or another, another virus, dangerous virus, would emerge and spill over from animals to humans. Bats, it turns out, carry around a lot of viruses, including coronaviruses. Scientists have studied several of these coronaviruses and have predicted that an event like another spillover that resulted in a virus that could be transmitted between humans that originated in bats was a highly likely event. As it turns out, this new virus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, does appear to have originated from bats. We still don't know exactly how it leapt from bats to humans, but all the scientific signs point to that as the event that started all of this.
I want to look at this lab idea now. For a while, there was something floating around, including from a U.S. senator, an idea that this was a lab-engineered virus coming from this lab in China. It looks like, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a slam dunk that is not what happened here. Do I have that right?
Yeah, so it's a fascinating part of the story of this pandemic that has, of course, provoked all this speculation, which is that in the same city where the first cases appeared, where doctors first recognized that there was a new virus circulating and making people sick, the city of Wuhan, that also happens to be the only city in China with a BSL-4 biosafety lab, which is a lab where they study the most dangerous viruses. Now, there are labs like this around the world. We have a few in the U.S. And this is the first one that China has had. It built it several years ago. And so a lot of people immediately thought, well, gosh, that's quite a coincidence. What if the virus came from there? And from that point, there emerged several conspiracy theories about how this might have happened. One of them was that, oh, maybe China was developing this virus as a bioweapon and intentionally released it on the world. There's a bunch of reasons why that is clearly not true. One of them being that this is not a bioweapon-like virus. the second one is what you referred to, which is that, oh, maybe this was an engineered virus. Now, the main reason that seems to be not true is that the virus SARS-CoV-2, it appears to be totally novel. Like it's not that similar to any other viruses that exist. And virologists say that they can't imagine how a human being could have engineered some of the aspects of the virus's genome a human wouldn't have thought of this, basically. That's what one virologist said to me. Like, humans couldn't have dreamed this up because there are just some very strange and novel aspects of the virus's genome that just don't appear to have been possibly engineered by humans. And then the third major conspiracy theory, which the Trump administration has latched on to most recently, is that, oh, okay, so maybe it wasn't a bioweapon, maybe it wasn't intentionally engineered, but what if it was a virus that was being studied in the lab that just accidentally leaked out? Maybe it was a virus they had isolated from nature, and then they were doing studies on it, and then it leaked out. And I talked to a bunch of scientists who have worked with with the people at the Wuhan Virology Lab, who, by the way, you know, they're part of an international community of scientists who collaborate. They have the same safety protocol as labs in the U.S. That, in fact, they were trained. A lot of the Chinese scientists were trained by U.S. researchers to have the same safety protocols. And so these scientists who worked with them, who I talked to, said, we just don't see that as plausible that they would have been so careless. You know, a lot of things would have had to happen for that to happen. Yes, there have been lab leaks in the past. Of course, it has happened and it is a concern. But in this case, there's just no evidence that it happened. And I'll just add quickly that intelligence officials have also said that they think that if it had accidentally leaked from the lab, that the Chinese officials would have been extremely alarmed about that, and that intelligence would have been able to pick up on that early in the pandemic. And there was never any sign that the Chinese officials were worried that this was a lab leak.
We're talking to Eliza Barkley from Vox. She wrote about the origins of the COVID-19 virus, interviewed a bunch of virology experts about different theories that have floated around about the origins of the virus that causes COVID-19. And a core of your piece on this, Eliza, is kind of comparing the likelihood that some kind of diseases would spread from animals to humans, especially in places in China where there's a lot of overlap between where humans live and where bats live, versus the likelihood of, not impossible, as you say, but the remote likelihood of a lab accident. Could you talk about how the scientists you talked to weighed those two probabilities?
Yeah, I thought this was really fascinating and very clarifying, because I think when we hear, when we hear it's actually extremely likely that a human in China or in another country in Southeast Asia where there are lots and lots of bats carrying viruses like this one, that it's actually likely that one of them could infect a human, that's a very likely event. And it's why scientists have been worried about a pandemic like this for a long time. It's hard for us to understand, but part of the thing is that there are just a lot more bats in this region. And then there's all these ways in which humans and bats are interacting. For instance, people are trading them. So they're going into caves, they're collecting them, they're trading them. In some cases, it's for food, but in other cases, it's other things. People use bat guano on their fields as a fertilizer. People live right next to bat caves. So it's just a different kind of culture and a different sort of ecological situation. And so these scientists say, hey, you know, there's a million ways in which a human could have been infected by a bat carrying a virus like this. This is an event that we think is likely, you know, and actually we expect it to happen again. It's such a likely possibility. We expect it to happen again. And so we should actually be setting up surveillance systems so that we could detect something like this next time, such that it doesn't start to spread around the world, since we think it's actually such a likely event to happen. Whereas a lab accident, okay, yes, they've happened before, but they're actually more unlikely.
As we wrap up, Eliza, people are still, I assume, looking for that initial point of origin where the first human contracted this virus, but we may never find it. That's a possibility we might have to live with, right?
That's right. We may or we may not ever find it. One thing I'm heartened this week about is that, you know, for the last couple months, we didn't hear anything from China about the status of the investigation into the origin. They've been very quiet, but pressure has been mounting on China to do this investigation and do it in a transparent way so that we can learn, or at least we can know how are they looking into this in hopes that someday, yes, we get an answer. And just this week on Monday at the World Health Assembly, the Chinese leader said that indeed they will allow an investigation and they'll collaborate with the World Health Organization and other international investigators. They're sort of suggesting they might want to wait until the end of the pandemic, which, as we know, might be a very long time from now. But it's at least a good sign to hear them saying they want to get to the bottom of this, too, and they'll collaborate with international researchers to do so.
Eliza, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Eliza Barclay is the science and health editor at Vox, where she oversees their health, science, energy, and environmental coverage. We talked with her about the origins of the virus that causes COVID-19.